Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station with Carl and Linda Bott.
Today is
the 5th of June, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. In case you're wondering how I can be so perky on a Monday morning this early, it's called a cattle prod. You can have them there. You got the long ones, of course, and you've got the shorter ones there. Linda keeps one.
Right next,
and if I'm slowing down, or she appears that I'm slowing down, you know, like I'm walking in, you know, maybe kind of, you know, ambling instead of coming in with purpose, she'll hit me with that. That's only like 500 volts, but it's, you know, it's enough to get me going.
Exactly.
And Liam's at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning, Liam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, did you have a nice weekend?
It was. It was a really solid weekend.
Oh, is there a national day we should be aware of?
National Moonshine Day.
Give me the cattle prod now. Okay. National Moonshine Day. What?
Nothing. I'm just the National Moonshine Day. We've watched. I think we probably have some moonshine in our family's history.
Oh, I'm sure we do.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. You know, my parents came. My mom came from the hills of Kentucky, there in Appalachia.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. If we don't, I'd be disappointed.
Oh, my grandfather, coal miner, you know, I think the brothers used to ride to I'm sounding a little distorted in my mic today, so we got to figure out what's going on there.
But you sound good here.
Yeah. So, my grandfather with his brothers used to ride from Sheraton, Iowa into Des Moines. We think about the hard times, you know.
How far was it? An hour.
Okay. In the back of the truck, and imagine an Iowa in the winter.
Yeah. I remember hearing that story.
And they were in the open truck in the back, and they would ride with those iron knuckles on their hands in case anybody pulled them over and tried to do something and fight with them. They were ready to fight.
Now, the four brothers were all coal miners.
Yeah.
Right? Raised during the Depression, right?
Yeah, and I think
I don't think there have been a lot of people. Right? You know, it'd be like the Burdant brothers, you know, in Virginia. Yeah.
Slight chance of thunderstorms today with high in 99, overnight lows of 66 with light chance of thunderstorms and partly cloudy tonight. Tuesday calls for chance of showers with 85. Do you hear that? Do you hear me distorting? Really interesting.
We can't hear.
Overnight lows of 63, chance of showers with a high of 85 on Wednesday. Wednesday night, slight chance of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with overnight lows of 65. Thursday calls for chance of showers once again with a high of 86, overnight lows of 63. And Friday, slight chance of showers with a high of 84. There you go with our forecast. Kind of very interesting. Forecast there, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Now, the reason we have Anne Marie on the show, as you know, people will, you know, will think, well, it's because she tells what's going on this week and all those things. No, it's like plugging in to a 220 socket. Because she is effervescent. Is that the right word I could use?
Effervescent and always, just comes on like she's running in the room and excited about what's happening locally. So let's go right to the phones. Anne Marie, what is happening? What does our date book look like for this week in Redding, California, or in the North State?
Well, good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me back again this Monday.
Well, it's because you call me three times during the weekend and have threatened the horse once. But no, of course we like having you on because you do have it, and you're doing this out of the goodness of your heart, too. So
Thank you guys so much. Well, as we begin this week's community calendar, I would just like to mention that Tuesday, tomorrow, June 6th, is the anniversary of D-Day. It's the 79th anniversary of D-Day. According to history.com, at the time, D-Day was The D-Day invasion was the largest naval, air, and land operation in history. So very important date to remember. And as we focus on our military members, although not limited to, June is National Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Awareness Month. The goal is to bring awareness to PTSD-related issues, acknowledgement, and reduce the stigma associated with PTSD. National PTSD Awareness Day is later this month on June 27th. So just a couple of things to keep in mind as we go through the month here. But for our community calendar, opening day for the Shingleton Farmers Market is Tuesday, June 6th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Shingleton Public Library, located at 7074 Wilson Hill Road in Shingleton. Look for lots of fresh produce, baked goods, crafts, music, and much more. Opening day for the Shingleton Farmers Market, June 6th. On Wednesday, June 7th, you can join the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 746 for dinner from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the American Legion Post in Cottonwood, located at 3297 Chestnut Street. Meal tickets are $8 and include barbecue chicken, baked beans, garlic bread, and dessert. Everyone is welcome to enjoy this great dinner.
And where was that at?
Yes, that is the American Legion Post in Cottonwood, and that will be Wednesday, June 7th.
Okay.
From 5 to 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
Taking place now through June 9th, the Shasta County District Attorney's Office is hosting an elder abuse prevention food drive. They are requesting non-perishable food donations. No glass containers, please. The donations can be dropped off at the Shasta County District Attorney's Office located at 1355 West Street in Reading, no later than June 9th. All food donations will be distributed to local elders here in Shasta County. And that, and just as a heads up, World Elder Abuse Day is happening on June 15th. Now, if you are a resident of Shasta County, there will be a free appliance dump day on Saturday, June 10th at the Reading Transfer Station from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. or until capacity. Acceptable appliances include refrigerators, freezers, boiler, furnace, washers, dryers, stoves, ovens, and microwaves. There is a limit of 5 appliances per household, and items should not contain any food or trash. This event is being brought to you by Caltrans and the City of Reading. On Saturday, June 10th.
Hey, Anne-Marie.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm probably the only person that doesn't know this answer, but where's the transfer station?
The transfer station, yes. 2255 Abernathy Lane in Reading.
Abernathy?
Abernathy.
Okay. Oh, Abernathy. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Yes. And that is Saturday, June 10th.
Okay.
Also on Saturday, June 10th, you can check out the Reading Farmers Market from 7:30 to 12 p.m. at 777 Cypress Avenue in Reading, behind the Reading City Hall. And on Sunday, June 11th, you can visit the Turtle Bay Farmers Market from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 700 Auditorium Drive, also in Reading. And are you looking to help out this fire season? The Palisadro Volunteer Fire Company is looking for volunteers. According to the department's website, volunteer firefighters respond to structure fires, wildland fires, vehicle fires, medical aids, and traffic accidents. Although there is no experience required, you do need to be at least 18 years of age, have a valid driver's license, be healthy in good physical condition, complete the basic fire and EMS training, live in close proximity to the fire district, have a clean criminal record, and meet certain minimum ongoing training requirements. Shasta County pays for your training courses and gear. For more information, call Shasta County Fire at 530-225-2418. And it's never too early to start thinking about donating to Back to School Drives. The 7th annual Backpack and School Supply Drive by the Shasta County Department of Child Support Services is taking place now through July 28th. Items needed include new backpacks, notebooks, pens, pencils, markers, rulers, glue, and other school supplies. Donations can be dropped off at 2600 Park Marina Drive in Reading. Monetary donations are also greatly appreciated. Donation drop-off times are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information on the Backpack and School Supply Drive, please call 530-229-8767. And that is your sample of local events taking place this week for your community calendar.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll be expecting your call next Monday morning at 7:05. Anne-Marie, with what's going on in our city and area. So thank you so much for this.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
It was good seeing you at the Memorial Day ceremonies, too.
Very nice event. Very well done.
Oh, it was. Okay. Well, thank you. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break in this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yeah, one of our sponsors here in town. The Cornerstone Community Bank, we bank there. We're very happy with Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a local bank, local board of directors. Everything happens right here in this town and is not in a spot place states away or down in Sacramento or other places. It's Cornerstone Community Bank. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in town, and 1 in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. We'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy 3, get 1 free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Our ability to vote is in danger. Kevin Cry removed voting machines based on lies of fraud with no replacement plan. The same machines he praised when he was elected. His bad decisions are costing the county millions. He's wasted tax dollars getting advice from a discredited TV pitchman. Cry's lies will cost an estimated $4 million. Recall Cry and leave the seat open for a responsible supervisor. RecallKevinCry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Laranja Reserva by Espinosa. Featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian Laranja wrapper, this unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Monday morning edition. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. You know, every now and then, country music just, you know, it tugs on you, makes you feel, you know, the simple emotions, happy, sad, reflection, family, values. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by somebody who's got excellent values. Jeff from Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, the value of somebody who worked very hard, served our country, and has done a business, is doing a business here on 273 down on Market Street in the straight stretch there, who will fix windshields and cracks in your windshield. Now, it's the time now where we expand from cold to hot, hot to cold. That little chip or crack can really definitely grow. We've had it happen to us. You go in, get an estimate. He'll do it. He's reasonable. Why you wait, by the way. And he's just a, you know, stands by his work, guaranteed. In fact, Jeff, if you're listening this morning in your shop, which you very often do, if you're in town and you're listening, please, we want to have you back, come back on. We want to talk about what's happening in your industry, because we know in the state of California, things are always changing. Rules get more regulated, and it's, you know, just want to hear what's happening in your world. You've been with us for a very long time, and we really mean that. Just want to put a face back on the air of the business that we honor so much. That's Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373.
Maybe we'll call him because he's a busy man.
So can I – I just want to – you know, it's Monday morning, so it's a time – I reflect about the weekend. So many people know this, but if you don't know, I mean, I've got – you know, for many, many years I performed with a group of girls that we performed around the world together. And my big sister, she moved to Greece, lives on an island in Greece, and with her husband David, and they've been over there. Oh gosh, I think they lived on this island maybe 15 years. I don't, maybe longer. I'm not sure, but they lived in Kauai, and then they moved to the Grand Cayman. They went through the hurricane where they lost almost everything in the hurricane. Then they moved over to Greece, and so her son lives in North Carolina. She's very excited. She's not been there for 4 years. You know, COVID and all the other things are people getting back to travel. But what she does from her little abode on the top of this island of Greece is she, like their internet is out right now, or they don't, there's been a storm, so which means it's affected so many things. So we usually have a Zoom call once a month where we all try to get together and people pop on, the girls that we all perform with through the years. It's probably 20-some years of different girls that we've kept in touch with all this time, kind of our sorority group. Anyway, so one of the things that she loves to do is to ask three questions to the group. Like, okay, so today, what is your favorite day? What was your favorite day like when you were a teenager? Who would you love to talk to in the world, living or not? and what would you change in the world if you could? And so, you know, you'll hear various answers of what, you know, people, you know, maybe will say, maybe their mom, or they'll say Winston Churchill, or they'll say, you know, whoever it is. But I think what's really interesting, because it makes you reflect, and then it makes you think, like, wow, why am I answering that right now? You know, where's my frame of mind, you know, that's making me answer that right now? And it's interesting that maybe last month would be different than this month if she posed these questions a month ago. And my question, what would you change in the world if you could? And I was just talking about this with Carl, is I wish that in the world, people would be kinder to each other. I really do.
That would be nice. That'd be great.
Because, you know, people
have the capabilities of being kinder to each other.
And, you know, we're in crazy times. We've been talking about that. COVID put people, if there was anything that really we talk about, you know, some people say Trump divided us. Well, COVID really divided. There's people in this community who absolutely try to take people down if they try to survive in their business.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And those people who were still trying to survive some way, I mean, they did the official two-month close down. But how could you have survived if you actually followed all the protocol? Now we're realizing, seriously? Seriously, did we really need to close? I mean, people, like, lost their businesses. People, all this standing real estate that people aren't going back to work, and this life force that used to be happening in downtown hubs isn't as thriving as it used to be because of what happened during COVID. People are still, like, trying to find themselves.
Well, that, and it caused, and there was an article in The Nation by a guy named Saul Abransky. And the only reason that I would know about it is this all came up. And The Nation is a left newspaper or magazine. It's been around since 18.
But is it reasonable?
If you get past the fact that the guy writing it and just, oh, it's The Nation, it's going to be like this. Yeah, it's left wing, it's left leaning. But my goodness, he stayed up here and interviewed a lot of people.
Good for
including
him.
Myself, people, Woody Clendenin, Donnie Chen, a number of different people he interviewed. Of course, Donnie is the darling of the left. But if you get a chance to read that article, he says the biggest change to our county came with COVID. When businesses were being shut down, they couldn't understand how a nudie bar across, or a marijuana bar across the street could be open, yet a barbershop closes. And, which is one of the quotes there. And the fact is that if it hadn't been for COVID, we wouldn't be hitting the national news all the time, as we just got, of course, when this guy, and I'm not going to mention his name, used the N-word. During the Board of Supervisors meeting. Now, what has this led to? Well, nationwide news again, because Nathan Pinckney, started yelling at that point. I can understand it. I'm not saying it's right. First of all, the guy using the word right then.
Should have been shut
something
down.
Something should have happened right then. Patrick Jones came on the show and he says the First Amendment rights, but he also acknowledged that, you know, I could have handled that better, you know, handled it differently. So, but the fact, and now there's like, they're investigating charges against the guy who said it and all that. Now, I think that goes way too far. But here's the thing, it was an important word. Now, and then they made a big point of Blaze Pinckney being escorted out by security. It wasn't right then. He got up and left on his own. Later on, he was commenting from the gallery and was told not to do that. And he continued, and this is the way I've read things and all this. And then he was escorted out. But here's the bottom line on this, that it shouldn't have happened. It should never happen. And this guy has a history of saying things not to that extent in the city council meetings and the board of supervisor meetings. All right. How you would handle it. You know, and as I said to Jones when he was on Thursday, Monday morning quarterbacking, it's great. You know, this is what I, you know, if you think about it, you could have done this and this and this and this. Right. But it was right in the middle of this, and sometimes people don't react right then. But the bottom line in on this thing is there's another article in the Shasta Scout, and I'm gonna say it quick before the break. Annalise Pierce writes the Shasta Scout. I think she does a really good job in almost every case. But she went to a guy by the name of David Lloyd, legal director at the First Amendment Coalition, who spoke to her. And he said Jones was right to have protected this guy's freedom of speech when he used a racial slur. No matter how offensive or hateful it may be, Lloyd says, if he's talking about a particular agenda item and he's on topic on the agenda item, the board is not allowed to censure or silence him because of the way he discusses it or the viewpoint he expresses. The First Amendment does not have an exception for so-called hate speech, Lloyd continued, or speech which is profoundly offensive. While obviously the term he used was vile, despicable, and revolting, it's also speech that's clearly protected by the Constitution and important to allow in public settings. The First Amendment doesn't allow the government to define or outlaw hate speech, Loy said, in part because what is considered hate speech can change depending on who is in power. Now, I don't think it would ever change with that word. However, what he's saying is, yeah, it could have been handled in a lot of different ways, but for him to silence him for that would have gone against his First Amendment rights. So, it's a can of worms, and it could have been handled a lot differently, and should have been. Anyway, we need to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by somebody that you don't have to worry about being offended at when you walk into their business. And, yes, that's Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Rebecca and Henry are just really, really nice people. Four Winds Jewelry's been around for over 30 years. And Rebecca and Henry bought it from the original owner, gosh, 4, 5, 6 years ago. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have just an outstanding selection of jewelry at very fair prices. If you can't find it there, it may not exist anywhere. And if you don't see it, tell them what you want, and they'll design it and build it for you. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy 3, get 1 free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:37 in the morning here on the 5th of June and 71 degrees already.
Absolutely.
Woo!
And it feels like muggy out. So we know that we're going to have a chance of thunderstorms today. Before we go to the phones, I have 2 tickets. These are $50 tickets, folks. You must have a valid ID, 21 and over. But this is for Taste of Reading, June 11th. That's this weekend. And if you've not been, it's such a super event. And we've been blessed with giving some of these tickets away, put on by Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary. It's little tastes of different restaurants that come out there, bands all over the place. It's just really, really fun.
Beer.
Taste of Reading this weekend.
Beer and wine.
Two tickets at 605-4567 for the first caller.
Well, they've already got it on there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's going to be on this week, either Thursday or Friday. I think I may switch her to Friday so that Linda can be here. But she's going to be talking about insurance. As you know, State Farm just said they're not going to insure any property anymore. And then another one over the weekend hopped on that, and I'm trying to get the name of that one.
Congratulations, Bill.
Bill.
Come by and get your tickets.
Yeah.
And hopefully in the morning time, we always know that someone's here at least till 10:30.
A lot of times till noon. Okay, let's go to the phones. Christian.
Good morning, Linda and Paul. And there's a couple of important issues that we're not talking about. Number one, there is a concept which has been sustained by the courts called limited public forum. Have you heard of that, Carl or Lincoln?
No.
I think I have read something about that.
I'm not aware of it.
But not the specifics.
Maybe you can enlighten us.
I will. And there are specific court cases that give supervisors meetings and schools and school board meetings. But you know what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
The power to regulate speech and conduct within their meetings. You got to have that. Otherwise, you could only imagine.
Well, what just happened? You know, what just happened?
Yeah. So my, of course, view is, and I say that because you know me, Patrick Jones is choosing to smokescreen this issue because it meets his political agenda. And unfortunately, chaos erupts. And so this limited public forum would say you can regulate speech. Just like, for instance, would you want people using the N-word or even worse in high school? Would you, or college? Would you want to allow a student to wear pornography on a T-shirt? Limited public forums say, listen, there is an authority that says you can regulate that. I support neo-Nazis having a march in downtown Reading if that's what they want to do. I support that. That's part of the First Speech Amendment. But within a public, a limited public forum, you've got to have some decorum. And when you choose to overlook certain aspects, you're doing so because there's a political agenda in that. This is very, very dangerous.
Okay, so
last thing before I leave, I find it really interesting that there is a conservative movement, anti-woke, that is screaming First Amendment while they're banning probably over 3,000-4,000 books in public schools, and some of them should possibly be banned. And crafting legislation to ban, don't say gay. that kind of nonsense. So there's hypocritical stuff going on probably on both sides. But look into the concept of limited public forum.
And you know what, Christian, once you said that, I remember reading about that. And he's right, that in schools, they have control over the speech, even though, then there's an argument, was this, because I wanted to wear an American flag and a Mexican flag at my graduation. I don't know if you saw that one, but that was just, that went in because she was proud of her heritage and proud of being an American, and she wanted to wear that, and they wouldn't let her. So, yes, schools have that, and as you said, also, in the small forums like the Board of Supervisors, they have probably more power. I think that they need to go back and look at that. And if it happens again, and it's going to happen sometime. It hasn't happened up until now, but if it happens sometime, they've got to have like this already, a response to it. Boom, right there.
Right. And the thing, here's my question just for you, as I'm putting out on the table, like we're having a table discussion. When somebody runs for office, now they're in the seat because the public hasn't voted them in. Have they read all the restrictions? Like, what is the Brown Act? We know that recently the Brown Act, in the last 10 or 15 years since we've been doing community radio, we've learned more and more about what the Brown Act is because we've had supervisors and people that have been wrong, have done something wrong because of the Brown Act. So it's this very thing that is, we know it's a horrible feeling. It's a horrible action, and it took place. It's a terrible mark, another one of those knuckle-dragging moments that, of course, puts Shasta County on the map. It's embarrassing. It makes my skin crawl. However, the people that go into, there was no however, sorry, let me take that back. People that go into public office, do they know all the rules and restrictions such as you're talking about today?
Of course not, and that's why they have training. In fact, the Board of Supervisors have had training on the Brown Act, and they need to. And that's a very important aspect. And that kind of leads to, and this is a little bit of a sidetrack, that public education has gone to you know where. We don't know. There's kids graduating who don't know who their representatives are. They do not know how to vote. They do not know. They're not even paying attention because, you know what, it's no longer part of the curriculum. But I just want to thank you for at least, taking my call. And I want to have you to think about if you don't condemn, you're condoning when it comes to certain issues. And, this is one of them. I would agree that Nathan should have probably been warned and removed. And I also would agree that a resolution needs to be passed immediately by the Board of Supervisors saying we will not let racist, sexist, misogynist behavior and speeches of behavior.
I know it's hard for some people to understand this, but I totally agree with Christian on
this. I agree.
You know, when
we're
people
in
come
agreement.
In, they sign something that's very vague. I think we can make it a lot more specific so that a person can be gaveled immediately.
Gaveled, yes.
And removed.
Yep. We know what you would have done, Carl.
You know what? It might have led to a lawsuit.
You might have fired you and you didn't care in that moment. You would have stood up and, blew him off.
You know,
thank you for taking a side from the left. and we'll see out there.
Okay. No, we're taking a side for humanity.
Yeah. That's
all right.
Not
it's not about left or right. It's about humanity. It's about respect. And that's the very thing that my girlfriend, again, that we have to be kind to one another. The name calling, you're left or you're right or you're this. Or automatically people think if you're conservative that you have a mindset. And this is the kind of thing I'm talking about is that you really don't know me. We're going to take a call from Christian. Thank you. Let's discuss this. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong what happened. And that it wasn't directly, immediately severed, cut off.
Gabbled.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, as Jones says, he could have handled it better. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
100 ships a day, lonely sailors, pass the time away, and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works, laying whiskey down.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Have you ever felt a southern night? Welcome
Whoa,
back,
isn't that attractive? Are you sure about that?
No, I'm not. Hey, it's Monday. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Already, Enjoy is showing up on
the
Albies.
Oh, yeah, we have Enjoy in the 8 o'clock hour.
That's it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. They have a home fall prevention program. It's no cost to the people that are in this program, and the whole mission is to reduce the number of falls, debilitating falls, suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If somebody is getting along fine in their home and they trip over something on the stage like President Biden and they go down and may injure themselves, well, this program will put grab rails in, handrails, all different types of ways to make your house safer and easier to get around in. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. New York Times wrote a... Oh, Stones.
Good morning. Hey. What's on your mind?
From the other side.
Hey, you know, in a constitutional republic, emotions and feelings have no place in the principles and ethics of that constitutional republic. The First Amendment is first for a reason, freedom of speech. Without freedom of speech, well, and the rest of the Bill of Rights, but at first, nothing else matters. Patrick Jones is going to do a short presentation tomorrow, the beginning of tomorrow morning's meeting. I highly suggest everybody watches it. He has been vindicated by County Council Roth and said, you've done everything constitutionally correct in this matter, Mr. Jones. And, you know, everybody, nobody invokes the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment anymore, except when it's convenient for them. But we have to understand, right? We have to understand. Emotions and feelings do nothing but muddy the First Amendment. And it is offensive. Yes, I don't use that word. No, I don't do that. But when you hear that stuff, let it bounce off of you and move on.
Did you hear what Christian said about that? Of limited meetings in schools. What he said was, in certain times, like in schools and in meetings, like, you know, city councils and this thing, they have a right to. This is what he says. They have a right to stop that kind of language. Like, you can't go to you cannot go to school wearing a Ku Klux Klan outfit, can you? It's your First Amendment.
No.
Right.
Actually, Pacific Justice Institute, PGI.org, if you go to their website, you will see where they have defeated schools. They have defeated schools of kids wearing certain First Amendment-related clothing. So Mr. Gardner, again, is incorrect.
Well, I would argue with you there, Stones, is that you show up at school and with that on, that you're not going to win this because schools have a right to control that. Now, Patrick said, you know, I know Patrick doesn't agree with that word. I know that nobody, you know, in their right mind would have somebody come up and describe people like that. And the fact is that something should have been done. You know, the card they signed is enough for him to have stopped it right then. And I know what Patrick's saying. I've looked it up on the First Amendment. I even read about it earlier. Yeah, that speech is protected, but it doesn't mean it has to be accepted.
Well, again,
there's a difference. Would you agree?
The Bill of Rights keeps the government from violating the citizens' rights.
That's right.
And Patrick Jones was exactly correct.
He was correct. He was correct in the First Amendment, Stones. But
correct.
Because it's under the First Amendment does not mean you have to accept it.
Well, no, absolutely.
Right?
But again, the citizens have a right not to accept it. The government must accept it. And Patrick Jones, as chair, is government.
Okay.
You have to accept it and allow it to happen. It's literally that simple, Carl. Everybody's muddying the waters with feelings and emotions. That is the key in this matter.
We are human beings.
But we are human. That's a good point.
This constitutional republic is established on very sound principles. We became the most powerful country in a very short amount of time based on the principles of the founding document, and that includes the freedom of speech. We have to understand and embrace that. Sorry, that's just my opinion. I appreciate the time.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, but it also comes back. Liam, do you want to have something?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with...
He's right.
He is right. I'm not saying he's wrong.
Right. However... When I can be, if I was chairman of the board, bang, you won't use that language in this meeting room.
Well,
whether
like,
it's constitutionally protected or not, it offends me and it offends probably almost everybody in here. I will not, and if you're going to use that type of language, you're not going
to
speak.
Just like it's like my responsibility to let that bounce off of me.
It is.
Also the responsibility of the racist person to know that might offend someone and, like, hold that belief, but also, like, withhold language that would, like, incite that kind of response.
Yeah.
Right?
Because that's why schools...
We all have a responsibility.
That's why schools, they can limit things in their schools. Now, sometimes they go way overboard, I'll say that, and some of the things they do. But on the other hand, you're sitting in a room with a group of people, and you say something that the only thing it's going to do is infuriate most people. Oh, yeah, I know he's got the right to say that, but what a jerk,
Oh, yeah.
I choose not to listen to to what he says, because everything he had set up until then is negated, and mm-hmm. everything he says from then is negated.
Yeah.
It just is. And I've heard him in city council meetings and those kind of things, and it's just, he's never used that word.
No.
But anyway. Enjoy the Magazine is going to be joining us when we come back. What else happened that was really, okay, my friends, I'm letting you know about on the ground floor. We have very close friends who raise cattle, and they are going to market these cattle that were been grown organically. I mean organic ground, and it's been certified. They're all grass-fed, their cattle, and they just processed one of their cows, one of their steers, and they're going to be selling it. Now, and you hear all this stuff about what's in cattle, that Texas Slim was on the other day, that it's just because it says product of America does not mean it was grown in America. There's four meat processing plants, the big four, that control almost all of it, right? And the cattle can come from India, Argentina, Brazil, Australia, all these different places. They get shipped to the United States where they're processed. That's why they can say product of the United States, yet they were not grown in the United States. Well, these cattle were grown right here in Shasta County. They've been on grass the whole time. They live a pretty good bovine life out there in the fields. And so my friends are just, this is their first shot at this. The meat is processed through a government-inspected facility. It's all USDA-approved. And if this is something you think that you might like to have, I think the price is real reasonable, a pound. We've already got 200 pounds between us, our parents, and another group of people we know. But there is more for sale. If you're interested in this, just reach out to me, personal message me on Facebook, or give me a call, 530-515-7664, and I'll put you in touch with the people. But this is, like I said, it's homegrown. It's been processed in a facility right up here in Siskiyou County, USDA approved, and it is, I had some the other day. And by the way, it's my namesake, Little Carl. And so if you want to take a bite out of my butt, here's a chance to do it. Buy some meat from them. So give me a call if you're interested, and I'll put it on Facebook. Anyway, we got to run, and when we come back, enjoy the store.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Crowded field of candidates seeking their party's presidential nomination. One already declared contender, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, vows a firm stand against transgender athletic competition in schools.
The idea that we have biological boys playing in girls' sports is the biggest women's issue of our time, and we should be fighting that every day.
Expected to enter the Republican race this week, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and former Vice President Pence. A children's choir from South Carolina stopped by police from singing the Star Spangled Banner in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. It really happened, and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is outraged.
The speaker described the May 26 incident involving the Russian Brook Children's Choir and Capitol Police as unacceptable, adding that he hopes to see them again performing the national anthem inside the Capitol soon. McCarthy confirmed that his office had approved the performance. In a statement to the New York Post, Capitol Police said the incident was due to a miscommunication, noting that pop-up demonstrations and musical performances are not allowed in the U.S. Capitol without the proper approval, and it was not aware the speaker's office had approved the performance. The Capitol Police went on to apologize to the choir. Edwin Mora, Capitol Hill.
A wayward plane flew into restricted airspace over Washington, D.C. yesterday afternoon. No radio response from the pilot. Military jets were scrambled. A sonic boom shook the region as the jets pursued the Cessna Citation into Virginia, where it eventually crashed in the mountains. No survivors were found at the crash site. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 104 points, while the Nasdaq trading 51 points higher, and the S&P is up 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now, and I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Hundreds of thousands of people have marched in an anti-government protest in the Polish capital.
Poles traveled from across the country to voice their anger Sunday at a conservative government that's eroded democratic norms. Estimates of up to 500,000 people took part in the march held on the 34th anniversary of the first democratic elections in 1989, after Poland emerged from decades of communist rule. Critics argue a recently passed law that would allow a commission to investigate Russian influence in Poland will be used by the ruling party to remove opposition party leader and former Prime Minister Donald Tusk and other rivals from public life. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Switzerland's UBS expects to complete its takeover of longtime rival Credit Suisse as early as next week. The two Zurich-based banks are uniting in a $3.3 billion deal hastily arranged by the Swiss government and regulators. News and analysis, townhall.com. A driver who authorities say may have been impaired touched off a devastating crash on a Missouri roadway, killed four people on motorcycles over the weekend.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol says the driver of a Toyota Corolla crossed the center line of Route 39 near Aurora on Saturday afternoon, striking five motorcycles riding together. Two of the drivers and their female passengers were thrown from the bikes and killed. Seven more suffered injuries, and one of the motorcycles caught on fire. Police tell local media a 51-year-old woman was driving the Toyota and has been arrested on suspicion of impairment. One of the victims was just 17 years old. I'm Jackie Quinn.
India's deadliest train crash in decades. Now investigators say a signaling failure might have led to Friday's accident. 275 people died. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, and welcome to this Monday edition. We love that. I was almost saying Friday edition. I don't even know why. I mean, it feels like, because I'll tell you why. Because it always feels like we're on vacation. Friday always starts to feel like the excitement of the weekend, what's happening. Well, first of all, let me give you a forecast. This is Linda Bott, Carla to take off. He's on assignment, big assignment. We'll talk about that a little bit later, about what he's up to today, but not today. We'll talk about it later. But chance of thunderstorms with a high of 99 today. You know, it's just about 74 outside. Overnight lows tonight will be 66. Chance of showers once again tomorrow with a high of 85. Overnight lows Tuesday night of 63. Wednesday calls for about 30% chance of showers with 85, slight chance of thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy on Wednesday night with the 65. Thursday, chance of showers once again with a high of 86, overnight lows of 63. And Friday, slight chance of showers with 84. So we're going to have that muggy weather this week, it looks like. And Friday, again, it looks like it could be mostly sunny after 84. And Saturday, again, chance of showers. So, of course, as each day, the forecast changes as weather does shift, of course. But as of today, with this National Weather Service, this is what the prediction is. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Always veteran-owned company, 365-3793. And when we were talking about how it felt like it was Friday, but it's really Monday, the first Monday of the month, where we always have one of my favorite times to be on the air is our moment with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store and Enjoy the Culture with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, as far as weather goes, I will use that as my segue to talk about real quick already this morning, the return of Enjoy Movies in the Park.
Yes, Friday.
This Friday, we have our first movie back from two-year hiatus after we had the accident, and we've slowly started to put things back together.
And the accident would have been when your son was driving. It was completely jumbotron.
Yeah, the big, all a lot of things.
Yes,
all kinds of
the little pieces that yeah. make into yeah. how you put it on.
Very little expensive pieces.
Yeah, and he's okay.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
No,
he was
fine. Just shook up and yes. was sad. But we are working with 22nd Avenue and partnering with them. They're helping us with the pieces that are still missing that we're trying to put back together. But we have enough together to actually start. So we just decided to go ahead and kick off the season. We're going to be in one location. So I know there's been lots of chat on the Facebook and, you know, social media. Why aren't we doing Anderson and those things. And I apologize, but we've also had Red Bluff asking. We just have to start off slow and move back into a traditional schedule. So for the sake of making it easier for people to know where we're going to be, since we're usually we have it every Friday during the summer, we're only doing three movies, one in June, July, and August, and they're all the second Friday of each month, and they're going to be at the Civic Center lawn.
Okay.
So that people, you know, don't have to find us.
Right, I like that.
So, yeah, my apology for that.
There's no apology. That's great direction. Yeah. And sometimes less is more.
Yeah.
And you're doing it.
You're
doing it.
But my point with the weather when we started this morning is that this will be our 15th season. I think we'll kick in 15 years and we've been doing this. The first 3 years that we had movies in the park, it was a rain out in June. So I always thinking, is it weird that June has rain? And it's actually not, because we've had that before. So June is one of those iffy months.
Well, this is a slight chance of showers after 11, but mostly sunny. But it says mostly sunny. So, you know, you may
and
have
only
like
83. Thank God.
And 84. Yeah. And so, you know, you may have like a cloud that opens up and goes for a second somewhere, but not over the Civic and not over. No.
Yeah. So anyway, so the three movies that we're doing this year, the first movie this Friday is going to be the original Matrix.
Fun.
Followed by
the Blue Pill or the Red Pill.
Yeah. Lyle Crocodile, which I have not seen, but I loved the trailer and I thought it looks really cute. And then lastly, the big request that we always get is the Goonies.
Oh, so, how fun.
Yeah, so it's a mix, you know, for all different genres and people, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first one's a little bit more for the older crowd and adults, and then the other two actually are just family-friendly that anybody could come watch.
You're right. Yeah. So The Matrix is...
We will not be having any of our vendors showing up, so as far as, like, food goes, but, you know... people bring their food anyway.
Right.
I see people with huge spreads. It's unbelievable.
Right.
Pizza and Kentucky Fried Chicken and all that.
And how
stuff,
fun to be out under the stars and see The Matrix on the Jumbotron. I just think that's fantastic. All right. So that's a wonderful announcement. Yeah. Well, welcome again. It's 8:11 in the morning. We have Enjoy the magazine. And of course, this is the 201st edition. Somehow I missed 200. I know that it was rodeo.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here.
Something was either happening. Oh, you know what it was? My mother's 90th birthday.
That's right.
Yeah, we were at the coast, and that's something that she had requested. You know, we think about, like, what were your happy times? We always went to Santa Cruz as a family over Easter vacation. So that's what she wanted to do for her 90th birthday, and we all chipped in and rented a house in Aptos.
Nice.
So anyway, cool. You guys were, that would have been all rodeo, everything that would have been. So here we are with 201. And of course, everything that has to do with your cover is jumping off a houseboat.
Look out into the horizon where they're jumping. The water goes right
to
the tree line.
It's so full.
Isn't that amazing?
It's so full. How many times in the last 10 years have you seen the lake full?
Not like that, no.
Not like that.
It's been a long time.
Isn't that exciting? So
everywhere in California. Yeah. I was just watching a clip from somebody that was visiting Yosemite, and the waterfalls. And they're like having to actually close places down because there's so much water.
Oh, my gosh. We drove up to Tahoe on my birthday, and going up 50, what you cannot believe, the little, you know, the little creek or the little river was like, we're Strawberry Lodges. Oh, my God. Raging.
Crazy.
And that's
even Cottonwood Creek out where my family lives.
Uh-huh.
Right. I mean, this is what's going to be really cool this year is that because very rarely is there water running of any of there might be just a trickle in the creek by the time October comes around, right? But it's hardly ever enough for the salmon to run. But we've lived there long enough to where if you've gotten a good snowpack and good rain season, that come October when it's salmon run time, we will actually get salmon that run up Cottonwood Creek right to the ranch. So you can go out and wade in the water and you know, see them. I mean, we don't touch them, but
right. It's
beautiful to see these huge fish coming up. So this year, I'm pretty positive we probably will get salmon running again this year in Cottonwood Creek.
Oh, how exciting. Yeah, well, let's take an early break on that. Come back and, again, this is Linda Bott. We're sitting in with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey with the 201st issue of Enjoy. I want to talk about the store, too, and some of the artists, as well as what's going on in this magazine for June. And we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and we are covering community this morning.
Supervisor Kevin Cry claims he wants to fix potholes, but instead flushed millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer money down the drain. That kind of money would have filled thousands of potholes. Once Cry is recalled, Shasta County gets to elect a true fiscal conservative. The voters of District 1 and the citizens of Shasta County deserve better. Join the conservatives who stand against Kevin Cry and want fiscal responsibility. District 1, sign the recall. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
All we've heard is just the world's concern. We need to stop the fire.
Well, good morning and welcome back to our Monday edition here at KCNR. This is Linda Bott along with Rhonda Alvey. Hi.
Hello.
And James Masada.
Morning.
Rhonda, I know we're going to get into the magazine in a minute, but while you're here, it's been a while since I've seen you and your direction or co-direction of... I'm not sure if that was somebody knocking on the door.
No, that was somebody looking in the window and just decided
hit his
to,
nose.
Yeah, beyond that. He pretty much just tried to run through the glass.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. How embarrassing. Poor guy.
Liam in the booth is hysterical.
It's like, well, we're right downtown and we have a window overlooking Market Street. That's right. This is what we love about being downtown. Usually we have that window straight, that shade wide open.
I'm sorry. That was too much.
I think he looked in and he just maybe fell.
No, he just didn't realize. He didn't realize that the first pane of glass was so far out.
Yeah.
Nick
so,
Gardner just keeps the glass so clean.
It's clean. So he was just like literally was looking in and bam, just smashed his face into the glass. I mean, I'm sorry.
No.
I know he didn't get hurt.
No. But it was kind of like America's Home of Funny Videos, you know, where people, you don't want to see people falling on bikes and stuff like
funny.
That, but you can't help it, you know. It's the, you drive by it a few times laughing. Rhonda, so on Golden Pond.
That was awesome.
Let's hear about what's happening with the theater.
Oh, you know what was really exciting?
Theater.
Last year we started something
Riverfront
called...
Riverfront Playhouse.
Yes. Yeah, Riverfront Playhouse started something called Playwrights Night Out Junior, which is kids ages 12 to 18 who write their own play, direct the plays and act in the different kids all direct and act. And we did it last weekend and it was so much fun to watch. We had six original plays written by 12 to 18 year olds and directed and acted and we were able to
How long are they usually typically?
They're like 10 to 20 minutes.
How brilliant.
And, so you could do quite a few of them and it's Reader's Theater.
I love Reader's Theater.
And it gives kids an opportunity to be on the stage and to act a little bit and it's very prop and there's not a lot of props and we don't do costuming we just do like a hat or a jacket or whatever.
What does Reader Theater mean?
They read a script.
Yeah.
Oh.
I did that in Sacramento, and I really enjoyed it because it's a playwright's opportunity to...
That sounds like my worst nightmare.
Well, they get a chance to see what the actors are doing with their script, and then they can... And then they have audience participate. This is with Sacramento Way, Sacramento Theater Company. And the audience participation would have been like notes that they think, and then the person is they're growing their script, have a chance to go back and rehone it. It's
good,
a brilliant thing for children.
And it's so great for kids because a lot of kids are really,
they're shy.
They're shy. They don't want to get up on the stage.
It's not being judged or it's not being graded.
Mm-hmm.
It's being, it's just a place to, how wonderful that you're helping children to blossom.
Yeah. And it was really fun and was really cool because we were part of the, Catalyst Mentoring. Mentoring invited us to come to the Civic and do some performances on the stage outside on Saturday. And was that Saturday? Yeah, it was
really?
Saturday. Yeah, so during the health and wellness fair,
the
kids got to perform four of the plays. We had six.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was. They had a blast. And they were so excited because they got mic'd up. They don't get mic'd up at the theater. So they were super. That was like the best thing for them.
It made it more.
What
it
a great experience. They get to, first of all, do their play in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get a chance to then go and perform in the same. You know, a lot of times you just do a run.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep.
Where was
that
at?
At the Civic.
At the health fair.
At the health fair, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
so how did you score that?
Well, we started it at Riverfront at the old theater in 2013. So we've been doing it for adults for a long time. And the last time we did it for adults, I said, gosh, this would be a great thing for kids.
At the health fair?
No. The health fair, that was, no.
That's what I meant. How'd you score that? I mean, like, who's thinking about...
The health fair. So Paul David.
Yes.
Who puts that event
Bridal
on.
Bridal show as
well.
Yeah,
all that stuff. We have now created a new organization called Enjoy Local Events.
Okay.
So we're now partners.
Okay.
So my guess would be since...
Well, this was a Catalyst Mentoring thing.
Yeah.
He invites them to come, and they invite people to come and have a booth. And they invited Riverfront because they invite nonprofits and makers. So, and they kind of intersperse us with each other and try to get people to sign up to volunteer for the nonprofit. nonprofit organization. So, and Riverfront was invited, and she said, you know, usually we have bands, and she said, but I thought it would be kind of fun to have a performance.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. And I said, well, if we do a performance, we have to pay for royalties if it's something like on Golden Pond
or something.
I said, but we are doing Playwrights Night Out. It might be a really fun thing for kids.
And then for 10 minutes and 15 minutes, it holds people's attention enough that they can look at this booth, these kids, and then bring in different people that maybe not even would come to this fair that are coming to this fair. I love how that one equates or one begets the other.
And kids bring their own audience, so that's really nice to have.
Fantastic.
They do. Called parents, grandparents.
but I love about this is that the asking you about what's happening with the theater, finding out about this particular series that you're doing, and finding out about the connection with the health fair and Enjoy, and the fact that you've partnered with Paul David and you guys are starting to do Enjoy events. Mm-hmm. So there's something that we just learned that is about Enjoy the Empire and how it's all interconnected with how our community is thriving. And these are the kinds of things I love to talk about because they make my heart feel full in the fact that you're helping people blossom and growing.
Right.
And I wish that, you know, things like that could be covered in how Reading is perceived rather than some of the absolute negative things that will happen in any community at any time. We never know when something's going to drop or something's going to be said. But we have all this beautiful part, which then connects me to, let's lead on to one of the things that you have in your magazine, where you select somebody and you highlight them and you ask them questions. And you've got Dr. Justin Holt, who is an optometrist, and hilarious questions. He is on highlighted as a community person. Is it Justin or Justine?
It's Justin.
Justin. Yeah, okay.
Justin Holt, yes.
So it's one of those things, right, when we're in the magazine, don't judge a book by its cover, so to speak. Because if you look at him, he looks like a, you know.
He's a big body.
He looks like he should be in wrestling. Like a wrestling,
He's a big old buff dude, right? Yeah, you can see he has a tattoo. And I'm sure he's probably a gentle giant.
So sweet. He's such a nice guy.
But just by first glance, you're like, yeah, look at this guy.
Yeah.
He's breaking necks.
An optometrist, which is interesting that he would, and I would be curious to interview him about, how did you select that profession? Because, you know, in this article, you'll find out his dad was in the Navy, so he's lived all over the place.
He's married. He has five kids.
He loves to, you know, ride motorcycles. They went on a safari. I mean, like, he's such a well-rounded dude. How did you select being an optometrist? I'm curious about that.
He attended college on a cheerleading scholarship.
Yes.
Who would have ever thought, looking at him,
you're just thinking of the stereotypical cheerlead, right? Like, that's what when you hear cheerleading, you just have a vision in your head of, you know, women, pom-poms. Flying, but it's
Series Cheer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's intense. And there's
You know, so he was definitely probably a base of every pyramid, and he was the one throwing everybody all around.
Yeah, the
and
ones
them.
That really make it to the top competitions is very military.
Mm-hmm.
They are, you know, it's like ballet where their feet are bleeding and they're with injuries, and it's all of them. And
I used
super,
to watch
super
the
hard.
Competitions for real, like
SeaWorld. Yeah, my daughter used to compete. Yeah,
you know, the big thing, annual SeaWorld, and you know these people are brutal.
There is a series out that's called Cheer, and it's this woman who, the director, it's from Texas, and these people that come from all over that want to be in her program, and she runs it like a military operation. I mean, family.
That dance show, what was her name?
Like Mother Dance, is different. This is different. I mean, it's like they're, I don't know. So anyway, it's really good if you ever see it. But anyway, so that's leading to this guy, Justin Holt, OD, open the Enjoy magazine and read some of his funny sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you he'd be fun to, you know, if you got to get glasses, get into it.
Well, I do. So
to
I
a
think
funny optometrist.
I think after seeing this, that's where I'm going to go the next time I want to go have an eyes check, just because I'll be at that.
No, mine are changing too. just like, you know. I've not ever done this before.
Whitewater rafting?
I did on the American River, but I've never done it on the Trinity River. Mm. And you have a wonderful article on that as well.
I have to say, it's very exciting, right? Like, I always think that that looks like a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And it is, and I've uh-huh. done it. But I have to tell you, I get nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm in the boat and I see the, you know.
Right.
And my experience was very, I would say, pretty light, I'm guessing. But I went with my kids, and we were all in the boat. And I'll tell you what, I was in the very back with the main guy.
So you're jumping around.
And we went over a fall that folded the boat in half.
Oh.
And, like, every single person in that boat was literally thrown to the floor flat, like dog piled
oh
on
gosh.
It.
Uh-huh.
And it scared me to death.
Yeah. No, I mean, in this article.
You're like a rag doll.
Yeah.
I mean, literally. The whole boat filled with water. I mean, it was just, yeah. it was wild. We were all fine.
Yeah.
But for a minute, you know, when yeah. you have your kids, I might feel a little better if they weren't in the boat with me and I was just doing it with friends.
Right.
But I immediately was like into protection.
You went into Papa Bear. Yeah. Well, they do, you know, they do have helmets and, which is something that's new I'm seeing in these pictures because.
You need them.
You know, if
just you
this
don't
is,
crash your own head.
I lived on the American River and I remember, you know, it would have been sunrise in the American River and people would float down and you would have these people just in their, sometimes in their, just their,
Inner tubes
and beer, man. No, nothing. You know, except, well, they were covered, but yeah. I mean, you know what I mean.
And then so, you want to say to them, do you know why there are big rapids like that? Because there are gigantic boulders and rocks underneath you. So, I mean, when you come off, you know, knock your noggin or break your ribs or.
Yeah, so it talks about turbulent rapids, moments of panic, rich or poor, young or old, the stress of life to take a heavy toll on the body and mind when navigated alone. So I know that this is also part of team building. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people will take their staffs out.
Yes.
Their staff, and I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. This is a school, Chrysalis School, and Irene Salter, this is, you know, written in first person and talks about how COVID, you know, kind of put a kibosh on a lot of these things, and kids were, well, not just kids, people were getting really depressed.
Yes.
And so she called the rafting place, and I'm sorry, I can't remember which one it is, but at Trinity and said, we need to get out.
Trinity River Rafting.
Yeah. Yes. And we need to, and so they were able to go on a raft and how it just kind of.
And that's a big bar. You know, that's up to 99 and you pass it, over there kind of like, but remember the Hay House where the hay the bale, hay house with the coffee,
the
it's in that
house,
area.
Yeah.
Straw
yeah.
house.
Yeah.
Right.
Hay house. Hey.
All right. So yeah. And that's, we're coming towards the season where it's really fun to go river rafting.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I would imagine again this year we're going to have some pretty wicked rapids, right?
We got to take a break. Look at that. Came right up on top of us. Let's come back. We're going to talk about, all things enjoy. And this is Linda Bott along with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi. This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to our show. We were talking about Bigfoot. Why? Because beyond the tent. No, there is an
Bigfoot
article. Hey, what?
Spying on you while you use the urinal.
Yeah, well, the urinal in the forest. Welcome back. I know this is weird. You're driving along and you're like, what? Okay, this is Casey and R. Carl's on assignment. This is Linda Bott. And I am here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, who are the founders and the creators of Enjoy the magazine. Enjoy the store, enjoy the empire. Every time they come on, there's more expanding with the things that Enjoy and the company is doing. And there's a wonderful article that we think about wanting to get away from the madness and the chaos and the sound and the cells and unplugging. And there's a couple right here in the North State, Trinity County. They have a special license that if you've heard about glamping or going out where they set up a beautiful area where you can, I don't know, Rhonda, what, tell us about the story.
So they set you up in a
Beyond
tent.
The tent.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the name of the article, Beyond the Tent.
And they are based in Mount Shasta. And so you can call them up and say, you know, we're ready to go be off-grid, and they will set you up. They have special... Excuse me. They have special permits through the Shasta Trinity National Forest, and they set you up in a nice tent with a queen size bed, and you're out in the middle of nowhere for a couple of days, and totally off grid, but you have everything you need to have a great experience out in the middle of nowhere.
And they're talking like queen size beds,
mm-hmm. Right? But I think I perused through this, and so that he. Has a biology degree, and so they were looking at how important it is, you know. Oh, she says, I have a major in wildlife biology, and my husband has one in history. So when we think about the love of nature and how, you know, you don't leave a print behind, you know, like you're there,
mm-hmm.
But then when you extract and you go back, you need to, like, no man left, nothing's left behind. That, you know, everything's underground, has been put out. No trail, no rocks unturned kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
And these places look pretty cool.
And it says the fire season weighs heavily into their planning as well. So guests must come with a campfire permit. Everything we have that uses propane is approved by the Forest Service, and during restrictions, we switch our wood-burning stoves to propane-based fire pits so that people can still have the traditional experience. So check out this article. It's fantastic. You're going to see pictures. Not only that, you're going to see direct reservation links on how you go to the website, and you can find also this group, Outlivin', on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest.
Yeah.
Exciting. What else do we have? We have so many outdoor.
There's so many things.
Oh my gosh!
Today,
I know. We've got.
Now you have a window washer.
We had a window washer. That's probably gonna have to clean that nose spot that the guy before like stuck his nose and almost fell over. What else do we have to go through?
Well, the 14th of June is Flag Day, so we do have a story about the Flag Center in Reading that has been there for. They opened in the early 1980s. They do have a different owner than the owner.
Yes, they are lovely. And love the fact we've had them on.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to tell everybody for sure to go and get your American flag. And does this talk about the flag etiquette? This couple's great. They've been on. They're such proud Americans.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
They were not going to let the flag store kind of fell off for a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what happens, and maybe somebody, you know, went through the, you know, just got where people got older and family didn't, whatever. And they were like, absolutely not. We're not going to let this happen. It's really important. And so they really care about the flags. And we have people that have gone there to get certain kinds of flags that might not just be American flags, but a certain kind of American flag or a certain other kind of flag. They get you flags.
Yep. And they do have brochures on how to properly care for a flag, and they can tell you, you know, if you ever have any questions on what to do with a flag needs to be retired. Yeah.
Right, because we know the Boy Scouts can do that, but a lot of people just take their flags and just throw them because it's easy. Just throw them in the garbage,
right.
Which is desecration, right. for people that use the symbol. It's like throwing out a cross. It's a symbolic thing.
And they provide retirement
right.
For flags.
That's
so,
important for
yeah.
people to know. And that's
yeah.
right there on Hilltop Drive. You know, when we talk about Four Winds Jewelry, it's right there in that location across the street in that vicinity, close to the vitamin store that's there. And, right down from Sierra Gibbs on the same side, but, you know, maybe within blocks. So the Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive. Pick up and order an issue, the 201st edition of the Enjoy the magazine, and you are going to read some spectacular articles. A great addition to send to your family
mm-hmm.
because this is telling you all the things that are going on in the North State that people will love. James.
Yes.
What do you have?
I'm just looking at an article on page 37 called Just Say Yes This Summer. And I was looking at the acronym, which is Youth Environmental Summer Students Program. Studies Program. And this is to talk about watersheds and a program to teach young people about, you know, rivers, streams, and how important they are to our everyday life and how small changes in the environment, page 37, can affect our watersheds and how important they are. It talks about, you know, it's mind-boggling to think that when you look at the Sacramento River, right, and you just see how majestic it is and it's running all the time, that water simply is coming from rain and snow melt. I mean, to just think about all that water being collected somewhere in the mountains, right, and then all having to find it and trickle its way down
right.
into a river that constantly is flowing. It's mind-boggling. And so as human beings, I think we just forget the ominence of Mother Nature.
We take for granted.
And
you
we
know.
Do things without thinking about what we're doing and how it will affect something else, right? For every action, there is a
right. Driving fast in the rain when you don't, you know, you're on your way to work and late, not realizing that that there's oil that builds up. And, I mean, that's just the first thing that, you know, what we don't understand sometimes when a storm, how powerful those thunderstorms that we just had recently. And we've got some more coming up. So what thunderstorms actually, represent into the woods, et cetera. But this is a program where you have students that can actually go out 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's quite a big program. And, you know, as technology has evolved, I think, you know, obviously I'm a big tech head and I love it, but it has really robbed our youth of basics, right? I mean, they're so caught up into social media and being on their phones that they completely don't even think they acknowledge the fact, you know, they're so busy looking at their phone while they're in the car and you're crossing a river. Nobody's even looking at the river, you know.
Right. And putting your hands in soil, it's so important.
Yeah.
That's grounding, to put your feet in soil and your hands in soil that connects you to the earth.
I just watched a thing on YouTube where they asked kids and young kids where their groceries come from, and every single one of them said the grocery store.
Well, they are. They're not definitely from farming.
That was the whole point, the grocery store.
Right.
None of them could fathom that.
Fish come from.
That had to go to the grocery store from somewhere else. They just never went past that. It was just the grocery store.
When I was growing up, I grew up running in the woods and getting muddy and breaking arms.
And I really like what
And that's why
here.
I like you.
Yeah.
But see, my siblings came after technology
And they're all slow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do your parents...
There's a deficit.
Do your parents make you... I'm just curious. I mean, there's no judgment. But do parents say, on this day, there will be no phones. It's turn-off day. And we are going to go out and touch wood, go in nature. You're not going to have your phone.
Touching grass now.
I mean, they do. Like, my family goes on hikes. I don't, because I'm too busy. But it's not the same. It's not the same. There's like you heard of like iPad kids?
Right.
Yeah. Everyone's an iPad kid now.
An iPad kid. Yeah.
I really like what they say here, though. It says, we try to make it very broad, with every day doing something different, with nothing behind desks. This program is about getting them out and getting them dirty and sweaty, where they really touch, taste, feel, and smell with all those sensors.
I love that. See, just like what Liam said, and it's time to take a break. Thank you for that. That, you know, being in Brownies and being in Girl Scouts, we used to camp, and, you know, you had 4-H, you know, you're out. I don't know what they do now. I'm not really sure.
And the phones and on the iPads are all fun, but you know what? If you took it away from them and you put them outside, once they break over that jonesing of having that, they do great. They love it. It's like, you know, camp.
Yeah.
Kids need to be feral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Feral. I agree with that. We hear them more and more. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. My God, time is flying by here. Enjoy June, the June edition of Northern California's Enjoy, representing 13 counties and counting. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number. Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite.
Hi, it's David from B&T Satellite, your Dish premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 530-241-3474. Offer ends July 12th. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Well, welcome back to our last segment here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott. We want to thank all our sponsors for the morning show, you know, Four Winds Jewelry and the Barber Shop and Shasta Regional and Judy Maxwell and Tobacco and Brew. And I can go down the list. All y'all know we love you so much.
Y'all
been with us forever. And we just really appreciate, I'm sure I left some of you out, but you know that we try to give you as much love as we can. Back on the air right now with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, we're going through Enjoy the magazine, Enjoy the Store, and covering some of the things that are happening in the month of June. Rhonda, Encore.
Encore. I'm so excited about this. You know, I've seen most of the performances at the Cascade, the local Cascade Christmas and Sound of Music and Wizard of Oz and Fiddler on the Roof. I've seen most of them, and I am so excited to see a lot of those people back on the stage and to have this big gala, and this is for the Cascade to as a fundraiser. So I'm super excited about this coming on the 24th of June.
Do you know what I realized, and I'm realizing, is that, you know, people can describe. It's like you can try to describe a flower or a sunset or a play or the whatever the synopsis is, but it's not until you see it that you feel it and you get like, oh, yeah. God, I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's what this show is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is 75 people that are coming. Jenna Laird, a lot of people from the 20 years that have been in productions that are coming from all over from home to be here, to be in this production.
And including James Santos.
And James Santos is coming from Vegas, and he's directing it. And we've got all of these breakout sessions that start, like, now. That's you know, because we're going to go into 1 week of rehearsals, and I'm going to be involved, even though I've been in part of the Cascade family for years. Mm-hmm. But what happened is COVID.
Yeah.
And COVID, for many things, we've discussed this earlier, really took things down, not just a couple notches, a lot of notches financially.
It really did a number on humanity.
And it really did a number on theaters because, you know, and like Riverfront, we moved in on in March of 2020 and had to shut down. So we couldn't open for a year, almost 18 months.
Before you could have your grand opening.
Yeah. It was, yeah. And so the Cascade really suffered too.
Right.
And then people,
it was criminal.
You know, and people were asked to wear masks and they went through all of that, you know, you know, people getting mad about the mask thing.
Yep. I remember.
And I know because, you know, we have insurance and, I mean, we don't want to lose our insurance.
Right.
We didn't want to lose our ABC license. And so we required people to wear masks.
Right. And I had to show my card.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You had to show a card or wear a mask. And that happened when I went to Sacramento to see Wicked. I had to, you know. Anyway, so what this is about is it's a fundraiser with the silent auction. And people think fundraiser. I mean, I can't. All of those things don't even give it really the credit that's going to be happening on this one night only, the 24th of June. And when people, you know, the tickets, there's only 900 seats. It's going to get sold out. So if you're listening and people are last minute like, oh, I didn't really understand. Well, you know.
We're telling you.
We're telling
it's
you today.
A night of awesome entertainment for
so
sure.
So those that are coming from such a distance, how long are they going to have to be here to?
Like, we have 1 week of rehearsals.
Okay, so that's doable to go. Because I was going to say, like with Jana and all these people that are coming back, they're going to just probably stay with friends or family.
Yeah, exactly. And some people will maybe only be able to make three nights, and there's going to be Zoom rehearsals and Zoom, like there's three nights this week.
Gosh.
So it's going to be,
insane.
It is. Yeah. It's a first time and maybe only time, but they're talking about making it annual. Let's just launch the first one, because it's going to be a fantastic fundraiser and like all these people's hearts and are honored to be able to come back for the Cascade Theater. And it is all these different numbers where people are, there's no solos. I mean, you may have like a three line solo, or you may have like a half of a, what, something solo, stanza solo, but it's, you know, you're sharing in the fun of all these numbers that are coming to fruition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be in it.
I'm going to be in it. I feel honored to be asked to be a part of it. And I, part of this cast, and I don't really know exactly yet, like, am I singing second soprano, first soprano? So that's challenging me with being in some songs that I haven't done. And I've got a couple duets and in a trio of one particular number as well. It'll be really fun.
I'm excited. Yeah. I can't wait to go.
Yeah. So I can only imagine the brain work that's going in trying to keep this whole thing, this thing with sanity. So let's finish up. We've got 5 minutes left. I know that we...
So we talked about this being obviously June 23, our 201st issue, but this is also the Great Outdoors, and this coincided with the Health Expo. So I also, too, like you were thanking all of your advertisers, I'd like to thank ours. This one's plumb full of advertisers that supported the health issue that we put together here. It's a great layout, great issue. I recommend anybody pick it up. I know that we're out of magazines, so they've been already scooped up. But if you can get your hands on one, there's a lot of...
We might have some at the store.
Yeah, we do have some at the store, yes. I mean, they're in locations, but we physically don't have any more to distribute. They've already all gone out. So that's why you're hearing us talk about all these great things, Great Outdoors, Get Outdoors, Healthy Climbing. And we do actually have another great story on page 62 and 63 and so forth. It says, I can see for miles and miles and miles, and this is... North State hikes with a view. And so this is just a bunch of little blurbs on different hikes throughout Shasta County. We are blessed with incredible outdoor activities, but rock climbing and all that kind of stuff. But for the sake, people want to do something just a little different, and that is to climb all the way to a peak to get the views. This article talks about the Castle Craig Dome Trail, the Bernie Falls Loop Trail.
So you have hard 5.2 miles. This is what I like, because I had somebody say, hey, do you want to go to Castle Craig's and hike? And I went, no. I'll take a walk with you. I'll do a little hike, but I'm not going 5.2 miles hard with that kind of elevation. At this point,
hard.
I could work up to it. But, you know, and then you've got the Bernie Falls Loop, which is easy. That's a one-mile loop. And then you, what?
Lassen Peak Trail, which is a hard 4.9 miles.
With a 1,971-foot elevation gain.
Uh-huh.
Better be in shape.
Bringing your oxygen.
Yeah.
The Bumpus Hell Trail was really fun. I have done that. It's really cool.
And that's easy. That's a
2.7. And that's 2.7 miles and back, but that's a 433-foot elevation gain, so you're not going to be grasping your chest. But
so when it says a 2.7 miles out and back, so that's 2.7
round trip.
Round trip, okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make it's not 2.7 there and 2.7 back.
Then you've got cinder cone.
Cinder cone, does it say, is it in here?
Yeah, it's in here. It goes right
does
next to the page.
Does that one say it's hard?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
4.7 miles.
So let's just let you know, I did that with my kids, top to bottom, in the cone, down into the caldera, back out. I thought I was going to die. Literally, I was angry. I actually had to lay down. I was, like, gasping for air.
Oh. It says it's got a 1,055-foot elevation. I don't think people
But you're also climbing
that.
In sand. It's cinder.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Well,
every step is, like, two steps forward, one step back in sand.
Gosh.
It was like, I looked at them and I was like, you're killing me.
Yeah, now you're stuck. You can't do anything. You got to either get in or out. But
I will tell you, it's a fantastic climb, and when you're at the top, it's unbelievable.
Oh, well, there you go. So
the view is outrageous.
So you've got three more after that. Chemise, is it Chemise?
Chemise Trail.
Peak Trail.
Yep.
That's moderate. Then Shasta Dam, which is easy, and Cloverdale Hoop, which is easy. So what I love about this is that we've heard about them, but now they get descriptions and really giving you where you don't really have to go on a website for individually. I love the coverage of this that you're sharing with. These are hikes that people can do right here in Shasta County if they want to get out and about and see beautiful nature.
And we live in a pretty awesome place. So
we do.
Yep. And this issue talks a lot about all the great stuff.
Yeah.
And so what we really want to close here is that, you know, if we can just be kinder to one another in our community and shop local, stay local, support theater, every now and then someone's going to drop stupid stuff and say things, but it doesn't really represent our community as a whole.
It sure doesn't.
We're trying really, really hard to do good deeds. We really want to see our community flourish. We all have homes and families here. We've made it our commitment to, right?
Yep.
This is what we love about you. You guys have been with us, and we've been with you since what? Since 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
Seen you through, you're getting married, your daughter having children, your kids graduating from college, the store growing, and here you are in your 201st edition of Enjoy the Magazine. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Any closing thoughts? You got like 10 seconds.